AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Biden is postponing his overseas trip so he can monitor Hurricane Milton. Here's the AP Sagar Magani.
This could be the worst storm hit Florida in over a century.
And the president says he's putting off this week's trip to Germany and Angola.
I just don't think I can be out of the country at this time.
Saying his priority is to increase the size and presence of the federal response and getting more aid and personnel to the southeast. At the same time, he's urging residents under evacuation orders to get out.
Now, you should have already evacuated. It's a matter of life and death, and that's not hyperbole. It's a matter of life and death.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Milton has weakened slightly, but still is a Category 4 hurricane. Michael Brennan at the National Hurricane Center talked about the importance of evacuating.
You still have today to get out of those storm surge evacuation zones. Remember, you only have to travel tens of miles, not hundreds of miles, to get to a safe location.
With Milton expected to remain fairly strong as it crosses Florida, the hurricane warnings are extended to parts of the state's east coast. Its center could come ashore tomorrow night in the Tampa Bay area. Hezbollah fired a barrage of rockets into Israel. The militant group's acting leader vowed to keep up pressure that has forced tens of thousands of Israelis from their homes near the Lebanese border. The Israeli military says it sent more ground troops into southern Lebanon, and a senior Hezbollah commander was killed in an airstrike. Two pioneers of artificial intelligence, John Hopfield and Geoffrey Hinton, won the Nobel Prize in Physics. Hinton says AI is new territory.
We have no experience of what it's like to have things smarter than us. And it's going to be wonderful in many respects. In areas like healthcare, it's going to give us much better healthcare. In almost all industries, it's going to make them more efficient.
Hinton is also worried about the threat of AI getting out of control. This is AP News. Louis Tiant has died. The Cuban-born pitcher with a horseshoe mustache and mesmerizing windup played for a number of teams, most notably the Boston Red Sox in the 1970s. The team made the World Series in 1975. Tiant was known as El Tiante. He told the AP in 2020 it all started when he got out of Cuba.
I never know I'm going to come into this country. I never know I'm going to pitch in that many years. I'm going to win all those games. See? I don't know. You try. You work hard to do those things.
And when he entered the Baseball Hall of Fame in 2000, catcher Carlton Fisk mentioned the guy he had the most fun playing with was
Louis Tiant, the best and most colorful pitcher I've ever caught, and the best and the most colorful ever, I think, in a Red Sox uniform.
The Red Sox confirmed Louis Tiant died at his home in Maine. He was 83. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.